A set of seriously disturbing events have taken place in the city of Al-Arish in the space of 24 hours. The Gaza aid convoy faces confusion and fear as it lies barricaded by police in two large car parks. Convoy members had complained of major difficulties with the Egyptian police from day one, but the latest developments have shocked everyone. It began on Sunday morning. The convoy was due to be at the Rafah crossing for noon, but the police and convoy organizers couldn't agree on how to proceed. The police wanted to break up the vehicles into small groups for the final stretch of 40 kilometers, but the convoy volunteers, who've learned to distrust the authorities, felt it may have been a ploy to sabotage the initiative. A standoff followed, and as patience ran out, some convoy members took their fate into their own hands and removed the police barricades blocking their vehicles. Chaos ensued as the police tried to regain control while the convoy drivers forced their way out and tried to make it to Rafah. Hundreds of riot police, who had already been accompanying the convoy since it entered Egypt, were sent in, and the bid for freedom turned into a bloody street battle. Meanwhile, Press TV, which had been trying to transmit the images, found its outside broadcast vehicle, which has been accompanying the convoy, had been sabotaged. As convoy leaders calmed tensions, the police moved more large barricades into place and again blocked the vehicles into the two car parks. But it was after darkness fell that things started to get really disturbing. A group of unidentified men attacked the convoy with bricks and stones, while the police apparently stood by and watched. This was accompanied with a power cut, which disabled all street lighting in the area.
They outnumbered us. That's when obviously I ran up and I came. I said, look, we are under attack here. By the time we got back there, obviously we overpowered them. We managed to move them out. And then as reinforcements on their side were coming, the police were stood there and they were coming from around the police, and the police did nothing.
Police in the vicinity have refused to comment, other than insist their extremely heavy presence remains for the convoy's own security, a statement that has been derided by those blocked in.
But the only thing that matters to me now is the safety of our people, the safety of our people, and the safety of our vehicles and what's in them. So we are now in a situation where we are blocked from leaving here. The police are everywhere, hundreds of police, but they haven't been able to stop one vehicle being damaged and one person being injured.
Convoy organizers say they are now determined to leave Al-Arish as soon as possible and make another attempt at reaching the Rafah crossing. But as today has proved, very little is certain. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Al-Arish, Egypt.